إثنين قد رأيت أحدهما وأنا أنتظر الآخر. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us, he narrated to us two hadith, one of which I have seen and the other I am awaiting. حدثنا أن الأمانة نزلت في جذر قلوب الرجال. He mentioned to us that amanat, trustworthiness, and this is what we are discussing from yesterday. Amanat, we explained very briefly. One is somebody leaves some possession, some item by you to safe keep that particular item. He's going on a journey, he's going for Hajj, he's going for Umrah, he leaves his car behind. He says, take care of it. So it is important that we look after his possession in his absence and we give it back to him as he had given it to us. Any form of abuse of that possession will mean that we are making khiyana. Or if we borrow some item from some person for use, then we're going to use it accordingly for the purpose it has been given to us in a moderate way, in a proper way. Any abuse of that possession again will be khiyana, will be disloyal to that person. Ulama have also explained that this is not only khiyana restricted to this type of thing, we have some person's money or some possession. As you mentioned the verse yesterday, that amanat in that particular verse referred to deen, shari'at, where Allah Ta'ala offered this deen and shari'ah to the skies, the earth and the mountains, that had they had aqal and had they had the capabilities of a human being, then this was would have been a responsibility upon them. But each one of those, the skies, the earth and the mountains, refused to carry this responsibility because they feared they will not be able to carry out and conduct the responsibility of deen and iman and Islam and sharia and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, insan took on this responsibility. So amanat also refers to the sharia, following the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a trust, and we have to fulfill this trust. We have amanat of time. You are working for a person. So whether it's from 8 o'clock or till 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, whatever it is, you have a break time. The rest of the time, you are expected to do the duty that you are doing. Whilst you have been employed by a person and there's a certain task that you have to fulfill, you are expected to do that. It is not correct for you during your working hours, you are visiting somebody else or you are using the company car for your own personal use without the permission of the owners. Many people abuse these type of rights and privileges and benefits. They have been given those things to be used for that particular work that they have been given. So this is something people we don't worry about and we don't care. This is khiyana. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he used to have a system in his madrasa that ustad will be given wages at the end of the month. But during the time, whilst they are teaching, if any ustad had any other work to do or somebody came to visit him, his brother came, his family member came, a close friend came, and the person was going past by, they had some work with him. So whilst he was teaching, for those few minutes that he had seen to his family member, whether it was 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, that amount of minutes that ustad will write it down. Certain day, certain time, I became occupied with my friend, he came to visit me, whether it was 15 minutes, he'll record it. End of the month, the amount of time that they spent whilst teaching for their own personal use or to see to some visitor that they had, they would calculate the time and then they will deduct that amount of salary. How many of us do those things? When we have this amanat, this time is in amanat. The work that we have got is amanat. As the Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, towards the end of his life, he was bedridden, very, very ill. He was lying down on his charpai, on his bed, and they would bring the food there for him, everything. So when they would bring the food, they would bring the pot or utensil from the house, from the kitchen or from one room to the other, and bring it to where he was. But immediately after eating, he would tell Mufti Taqi Sahib and Mufti Rafi Sahib and the other children, the family members, jaldi jaldi yahan se uthalo. Take it away quickly and put it back in its place. After some time, Mufti Taqi Sahib said, oh, my beloved father, this is our own household items. What's the problem if we use this plate? It is brought from that room to this room. It belongs to us. So if I don't leave it immediately, what is the problem? Why are you so excited? Why are you so worried? Why are you showing so much of concern? He said, no, baat yahi hai. What is the problem? Is that I had made wasiyat that whatever is in this room, whatever is in this room where I am, this belongs to me. These are my possessions. Anything else in any other room, that's not mine. Now that plate which belonged to that room happens to come to this room, whereas this is not my possession now. I've given it away. So what will happen when I pass away? Somebody will think this is my possession. Even to that little minute detail. Now we don't even bother about these things. And this is what we're talking about. Amanat. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Nonetheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that nazalat fi jathir qulubi rijal. Anna al-amanata nazalat fi jathir qulubi rijal. Amanat, trustworthiness, descended into the hearts, right? The deep crevices or the deep recesses of the hearts of men. Into the roots of the hearts of mankind. Amanat came down first. ثُمَّ نَزَلَ الْقُرْآنَ فَعَلِمُوا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَعَلِمُوا مِنَ السُنَّةِ. Then the Qur'an was revealed and the people learned the Qur'an and they learned the Sunnah. ثُمَّ حَدَّثَنَا عَنْ رَفْعِ الْأَمَانَةِ. So this is Amanat came down, Qur'an came down, Sunnah came down. Then Rasulullah spoke about how this Amanat will be lifted and taken away from the hearts of people. فَقَالَ يَنَامُ الرَّجُلُ النَّوْمَةَ فَتُقْبَضُ الْأَمَانَةُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ فَيَظَلُّ أَثَرُهَا مِثْلَ الْوَقْتِ. He says that a man will go to sleep. And when he go to sleep, this amana, this trustworthiness, will be pulled from his heart. And it will be pulled to such an extent that there will be a slight trace left on his heart. ثُمَّ يَنَامُ النَّوْمَ. Then he'll sleep again. فَتُقْبَضُ الْأَمَانَةُ مِنْ قَلْبِ. Amana, trustworthiness, will be pulled again from his heart. فَيَظَلُّ أَثَرُهَا مِثْلَ أَثَرِ الْمَجْلِ. Now, when because of the force that in which it was pulled out, it will leave the mark of a blister. كَجَمْرٍ دَحْرَجْتَهُ عَلَى رِجْلِكَ فَنَفِطَ فَتَرَاهُ مُنْتَبِرًا وَلَيْسَ فِي شِي. Or some say like how you take a hot ember and you throw it onto your foot and then it blisters, it swells up, but there is nothing really inside it. There's no pus or anything. It just blisters, it swells. So he says like that, there'll be this mark on the heart when amanat is pulled very forcefully, it'll leave a blister-like type of mark on the heart. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ حَسَاتًا فَدَحْرَجَهُ عَلَى رِجْلِهِ. Nabi Kareem some practically showed the Sahaba, he took a stone and he threw it onto his feet. He says like that, if you take a hot ember and it falls onto your leg, then it will swell and it will blister. Like this, the blister will come to the heart. Then Rasulullah says, فَيُصْبِحُ النَّاسُ يَتَبَايَعُونَ. People will then do business dealings. يتبايعون. They will buy, they will sell. فلا يكاد أحدا يؤدي الأمانة حتى يقال إن في بلي فلان رجلا أمينا حتى يقال للرجل ما أجلده وما أظرفه وما أعقله وما في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل من إيمان. Rasulullah said then, you will hardly find any person who will be discharging amana properly. You won't find any person who is trustworthy. So much so, it will be said, in a certain far tribe there is one man who is very, very trustworthy, or he is trustworthy. But when you go to see that this particular man, regarding whom they say he is Amin, he is trustworthy, people will say, Ma ajdadahu, very strong man, Ma azrafahu, very clever person, Ma aqaru, very intelligent, but they won't be in his heart the size of even a mustard seed of Iman. This person won't even have that amount of Iman in his heart. In other words, he won't even be Amin. Even alone, having trustworthiness, he won't have Iman. He won't be a true believer even. The people, the condition of people will be such, Iman will be so weak, they won't have trustworthiness in their lives. وَلَقَدْ أَتَى عَلَيَّ زَمَانٌ مَا أُبَارِي أَيُّكُمْ بَايَعْتُ. Hazrat Hudhayfa رضي الله عنه says, a time came upon us, and I was never concerned with who I'm doing the deal with. Why? I knew he was very trustworthy. He'll never cheat me, he won't deceive me, he won't be disloyal to me. لَإِنْ كَانَ مُسْلِمًا لَيَرُدَّنَّهُ عَلَيَّ دِينُهُ. If he was a Muslim who I was doing deal with, his iman, his consciousness of his iman, his taqwa will bring him back to me if anything happened wrong. Or if he explained to me something incorrectly, or there was some misunderstanding, he will definitely come back to me and say, this was the item, this is the defect. وَإِنْ كَانَ نَصْرَانِيًّا أَوْ يَهُودِيًّا لَيَرُدَّنَّهُ عَلَيَّ سَاعِيهِ. And if it was a non-Muslim, then they had a sa'i, a person who would collect the tax, or he'll go and collect and oversee the people. Then this person who will go and overlook the business dealings of even the non-Muslims, then he would bring that item back to me and say it's a defected item, or this is, in other words, out of amanat. People dealt with amanat in that time. And then he said, وَأَمَّا الْيَوْمَ As for today, فَمَا كُنْتُ أُبَايُعْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا But today, and he's talking about 1,400 plus years ago, he says at that time, today, Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says, I'm very careful with who I do business dealings with. I don't just do with any person. I look for the trustworthy person. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ Imagine our times, 1,440 years later, what is the condition? Therefore, it is important that we should be very trustworthy. Otherwise, ayatul munafiqi thalathun we read yesterday, one of the signs of a hypocrite, when he is given a trust, then he betrays the trust. He's disloyal, he makes khiyanat. Allah, don't make us from the khiyanat ones. Allah, make us from those who are loyal and trustworthy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.